No, that was good. That was good. I just had to remember to hit record.
Yo.
That's also what happened there. What's good, y'all? You're surely here, DJ Knots, happening for another season beginning record breaking edition of Pause for Applause podcast. I've been out amongst the people, and the people have been speaking and saying, "Knots, we need more of you." I'm just playing.
God damn.
That's how you start the season. Yeah.
Facts. Sounds about right.
I'm here alongside my partner in crime, the one and only.
Swill, y'all. Will of Thrill, professional shit talker extraordinaire, love of the people, the culture, and everything about it. Europe.
How are you?
Sensational, my boy.
I don't believe that. I don't.
Hey, man.
You know why I don't believe that?
Talk to me.
Because it's been a rough.
Nah, don't do that.
It's been a rough. Listen, no beginning.
No Nick slander will be tolerated.
I'm just saying. That's why I said I don't think you're doing sensational.
I'm doing good, bro.
How did you know I was? That's what I was talking about.
I already know. Yo, people. Nah, I'm not gonna make it sports. I'm gonna leave it alone. Yeah, I'm good though.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, good to see you, brother. You looking slimmer.
Yeah, you know.
I hear swimming and
swimming. Trying to be active.
How's that going so far?
It's terribly.
Is it?
Fucking feet hurt. Fucking knees is bad. Nah, it's good. It's going well, man.
How long has it been now since you've been focused?
Three months, something like that. I think it's got to be close to 3 months.
It's got to be close to 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been going all right. Down 20.
That's what I'm talking about. Clap that up.
Big facts.
Down a dub.
Congratulations, bro. That's really impressive.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, cue it up. Miss Playtime was good. Yeah, Aquarius, yeah. Taj, Evil King Sofa. What's good, y'all? We here, season 11. Court's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you start clapping before he even said a number, though?
Because I feel like he said a lot of other stuff that needed to be clapped for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotta
Court, go. I appreciate
there
it.
There you go. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I heard a lot. I was like, yo,
that was a little, you know. Sometimes you be watching stuff like, how did they know?
Nobody's going to know.
Yeah. It's hilarious. All time great meme right there. Anyway, man, let's get to it, man. We running like we on a damn treadmill.
Bro, what?
Yeah, we here. So let's get to it, man. Mother's Day just passed. How was y'all celebration of the Mother's Days and things like that?
Court.
Come on.
Off the rip. Swing the ball around the horn.
It was cool.
Craig, what up, bro?
I don't know if it's social media killing my
yes,
drive
correct.
For
yes.
holidays or what. Because it's just
everything.
Like, I just didn't feel an urge. Like, usually, I'll try to hit up every mother that's been like a mother figure to me or some just grandmothers. And
yeah.
I told you stop doing that. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Aunts, everything.
Yeah, I tried to reach out, but it was just like.
It's too much.
Yeah. Let me just go give my mom her gifts.
Smart man. Here we go. All
and
right.
She made a comment. She was like, "This is the best Mother's Day ever." I was like, "Nah."
Nah. I'm glad you enjoyed it, man.
Like, nah,
right.
This ain't it.
Glad you enjoyed it, man.
Right. That's all. I can get it.
It's all that matters.
It's all good, but it ain't the best one. I got you. The best one's on the way.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Each
year is a better one. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that. Yeah. I took care of who I need to take care of.
Smart.
Yeah. I ain't nothing super special. Not this year for Mother's Day. Because it's always wild when, because my mother's birthday is like next week. Ooh. And so we're planning like more stuff for that. So she's like, you know, whatever. But, you know, she got a favorite now. She has a favorite child now. So
so we know it's not you. is it your brother or your sister?
It's which sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always the girls. The women take care of the women. So, you know, my life is a verse filled up. But no. So like I said, we kept it light for this because, like I said, we planned some stuff for her birthday.
That's dope.
She don't listen to the show, so I can say that because she don't know about some of this stuff.
She said, "You do a podcast?" Sorry, Mom.
She's like, "You got a job?" That's
what she's... My grandma called it my little talk thing.
You doing your little talk thing? Yes, Grandma.
Yes.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Yes, Grandma, I am.
Tino, what up?
One way.
But yeah, you know, I sent out a few texts to people who I actually have connections with, not just a random blast.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because I hate responding to the random blast. You know what I mean?
So. Did you say happy father or happy Mother's Day to the single fathers?
Nah, somebody sent me that. Thank you, Toya.
I mean, why wouldn't you though? Why wouldn't you do that now?
Exactly. Huh? Why wouldn't I do that?
Hey, women, do you see how fucking goofy that sounds?
Oh, shit. All right.
Do y'all see how goofy that sounds?
Make it clear again. What's the goofy part?
Sending a man happy Mother's Day text because he's a single father. You see how goofy that sounds?
I'm a father all through the year, and I take care of both sides of responsibilities.
You see how dumb that sounds?
Yeah, wow.
So you saying what I did with dumb?
No.
I'm saying women that post
you
like that.
He mad you sent him one. That's what it is.
No, I did get one. I did get one. That's why. And as soon as she sent it, I bust out laughing. That's what you got. I was like, this is dumb.
I was that guy last year. I definitely put that post up.
Yeah, but it's like, yo.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Shout out all the single fathers.
Yeah, Father's Day, we already get shitted on because it's the lesser of the holidays.
Yeah.
That's why.
We already get shitted on. So the one little shitted on holiday we get, they're going to try to take credit for that one, too?
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck that. Somebody tell me happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
That's goofy as hell.
How'd it make you feel?
Yeah, hilarious. I just thought it was funny as shit. I told you I saw it. I laughed. I was like, shit, I said, Toy shop starting some shit. That's what this is. I said, I know they're going to be mad at this one. I was like, man, it don't make no sense, man. Like, I got it. We already the second class parent is the dad.
But that's not what's...
But the energy of it is so retarded because women use it as, oh, I do both. All right. So if a dude do both, he the mother and the father too?
Yep.
So happy Father's Day to the single dads?
Yeah.
I mean, happy Mother's Day to the single fathers?
That's what you're trying to say. All
right. Is that...
Are you trying to get me to co-sign this?
And I'm asking you.
Oh,
you know what? Does that
sound goofy?
No, it doesn't sound goofy. You want to know why?
Why, Toya?
Because some men don't get appreciated on Father's Day, right?
I would 90%.
Right, exactly, right? So to me, those people, like, if I don't know the woman,
yeah,
like those people that I don't know that they have a wife or anything,
right?
I say happy Father's Day on Mother's Day because at the end of the day, you don't have to be fucking there. You see what I'm saying?
Will.
So therefore, I send it out to people who are there for their kids. The niggas that are not there for their kids did not get a happy Father's Day. And some of them upset because it was like, you know, Father said, I said, no. Black men don't get enough appreciation. And even though it may be Mother's Day, I'm appreciating you because you don't even got to fucking be there for your kid. And you are. So you are an example to those that are not there. So if it's goofy, it's goofy. But if it's not, I just say appreciate all black men at all times of the day.
Will.
Definitely got to be there for your kid.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Toya.
Y'all don't get appreciated.
Right. And I appreciate that.
You don't hear an apology.
No, that's not going to happen. No. I think you're taking it as I'm calling you. No, what you're doing.
I don't feel like you're doing anything.
The reasoning for you doing it is not goofy. The reasoning for women that are doing it, like on Mother's Day saying, oh, I'm the father too. They are goofy.
Oh, so you want to take this to the single mothers then?
I don't give a damn who. I'll take it to the single dads too. If you'd have posted on Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to me, I'd have been like, yeah, you're a goofball. You know, I love you though. That was very goofy.
I'd have been like, yo, call me. We need to talk for a bit.
Take this shit down.
We need to talk for me.
Take this shit. That's what the comment would have been. Take this shit down, bro. Nah, I'd have hit you with the Charlamagne. Nah, that ain't it.
That ain't it.
Nah, that ain't it. But no, man. I do appreciate it. And I appreciate the appreciation, Toya. Thank you, man.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. It's different when the big up is coming from somebody else. When you're doing it for yourself, it's just like, yeah, take this now.
Isn't that everything in life, though?
A lot of things.
Yeah. All right, relax.
All right, so.
Not you. I'm showing to the sound effect.
Yeah, I got you. So I thought that was the humorous part. You know, normally I fucking can't stand Mother's Day. And it's not because I don't fucking care about the holiday, and I do appreciate women, obviously. But you know, for the people whose parents ain't here, whose mothers ain't here, whose fathers ain't here, like this, it's just a rough ass day. Mm. You know what I mean? The shit. In a word, the shit sucks.
Yeah.
Like I fucking hate Mother's Day now. If I'm being honest, I can't stand that shit. Because it's just a hard ass day. I really don't want to be bothered. I don't fucking want to talk about it. I don't want to do any of that. I just want to, like, what you doing? Nothing. I'm not doing anything. You know what I mean? So I got to see my kids. So that was different. So normally on Mother's Day they're with their mom. But she had something to do. So I don't want to make it seem like I took the kids. Oh, you're a terrible person. Like, no. She has something to do.
You know that narrative.
Yeah, and I immediately offered before I even. I was like, you sure? You know it's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
She's like, nah, I got something to do. I said, okay.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So we're just sitting there with them. It was like, and they asking me like, Dad, you good? I was like, I'm all right.
Mm.
All right. You know what I mean? But like, it's just a rough day overall. You know, like that. I'm sure I said this on here before about the process of like of losing a parent. My mom passed in 2016. It's been that long already.
Yo.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
2016.
Mr. Johnson, what up? I didn't realize that. That's 7 years ago.
Yeah. A long time ago.
Jeez.
Wow. Right. So when I thought about it, I was like, wait, is that right?
Right.
Like when I thought about the date, like, is that right? But that like that grieving process, and we've had this conversation, and I'm sure many times, but like the process of going through that, and like I talked to other people, like the cat at my job who lost his dad, and we were having a conversation about dealing with holidays around that time, and he was like so the grieving process, you know what I mean? He was like, at what point do you feel like you'll just be like cool? I was like, yeah, never. Mm. Like it'll never be cool.
Mm.
I think as time goes on, you get better at dealing with,
right.
But yeah, you ain't never good.
Yeah.
Like wherever you at now, it just becomes your new normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like so, like that's what it is now. Like whatever it was that. Like so, you're not gonna cry every single damn day, but the moment's gonna hit.
Right.
And them holidays, them birthdays, the fucking smell of something, like all of that shit. You know what I mean?
You'll never get over,
bro.
But you can get through it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And the advantage, like I said, of all people have, and like I said, I talk about my family all the time, but like. I got other people I know go through it too.
Right.
So a lot of time when you see somebody else going through it, you be like, all right, let me buck up so they could be all right. Mm. You know what I mean? So the wild part, I saw my sister and I looked at her, I was like, you're not all right, are you? She was like, no, I'm not. Mm. You know what I mean? And you watch that and you're like, damn. All right, let me try to hold something together so I can make sure she's good.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But like, and in a way that's super helpful to you in a way that like I can't even describe, and I wouldn't think it would have been, but very helpful to me.
Just hearing her say that?
Yeah, just hearing her say that, because sometimes you feel like you're the only fucking person battling this demon.
Yeah.
Like, man, everybody seem like they good. They not.
Mm.
So on holidays like that, I would just say, man, on Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. For all the people who are strange or have an issue with their mother or parent or friend or whatever, especially on that day, yo, fix it. Because there will come a time when that's not an option anymore.
Mm.
So truly, I don't care what's been done. Like, and there's some scumbag ass people out here, mothers, sons, daughters, everybody in general.
Mm.
But like, what you don't ever want to do is have to live with any level of regret with somebody that you know you love.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I say it all the time. Like, I miss my mom every fucking day. Every single day. Not a day go by I don't think about it and I don't miss her. But I wouldn't even know how to feel if I thought me and her had a problem.
Right.
Like, and I wasn't able to be like, hey, I'm sorry about that.
Right.
I wouldn't even know what how to live if I wasn't able, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But my mother, like, our relationship was on like that.
Mm.
Like, I didn't end no conversation with my mother. Like, I love you, Ma. I'll talk to you later. You know what I mean? So, and I know how she felt about me. So, I mean, I'm comfortable with that. But somebody who I would think, like, didn't have that chance because their mom might have had an issue or whatever the issue was. Or you might have been an asshole kid and you ain't never fix it.
Yeah.
And now she gone. Now you don't get that chance, that opportunity.
Mm.
Mm.
I think that's what causes the most grief in death is when people have regret.
Yeah.
Mm.
And you don't got it. So yeah. Now if there's a chance, if she is still here, if he is still here, whoever is still here, like, yo, make that amends. And I think sometimes people, they miss this point right here. You forgiving somebody, that shit don't got nothing to do with them and everything to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
My forgiveness towards somebody or the grace I show to somebody has nothing to do with them. It has to do with me, because I don't want to carry whatever this issue is.
Absolutely.
I'm not carrying that around.
Right.
I've always changed the temperature of a conversation when I'm talking to people and they mad about something with somebody. And I'll be like, two things. I'll be like, how would you feel if that person passed away? Like when they be like, man, I'm cutting them off, I'm doing them out. I say, how would you feel if they died today? You'd be devastated. And they all be like, yeah. Then I'd be like, what you mad about really ain't gonna matter, huh?
Ain't gonna mean nothing.
And they be like, yeah.
And in the long run, it ain't gonna do nothing.
No.
Because like it's, especially when it's family, man. It's especially, and I don't mean just blood relatives. I mean just your family, cats that's been around. Like, if me and fucking Knots fell out for some fucking strange reason, right? That shit ain't gonna go into long time. But like, my nigga, I could think you dead fucking wrong. And I wouldn't even care. I'd be like, I ain't appreciate that shit. I ain't like it at all.
Yeah.
But I love you, bro, and I don't even want you to think that me and you ain't good. We good. You know what I mean? Like, but hell no, I ain't like that shit. And I'm gonna tell you all about that.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you all about that shit. But like,
that's how.
But we all right.
That's how I look at people in my, like, because, you know, you go through life, you deal with so many people. You get what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't know how to detach or where to put their energy into certain people or who to invest in and things of that nature. So I've literally had to, like, analyze and see who in my life is I consider my valuables.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And the people that's in my valuables, those are the ones that I go to the extremes for. Those are the ones that I may have that extra conversation, or I may have that more forgiveness and grace for, just right. because these are somebody that's valuable to me. I'm not saying that my associates, the people that I deal with, are not right. valuable to me, but at the end of the day, if we fall out or we don't ever communicate again, I can have peace with that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Some people that's in my life, like my mother, my brothers, things that
I can't do it out. Got to have them around.
Like, listen, whatever we got to do to make this right, let's make it right. You get what I mean? But and even I'm not saying just to be in my butt, we have to be right. You get what I'm saying? We got to be on.
Yeah.
Because I always look at it so like with my valuables, I always have. We all have something foundated. You get right. what I'm saying? So even if we argue or we have disagreements or we get into or whatever, I always tell people like let's revert back to what we foundated on.
Mm.
Like you said, you and Knots, like what y'all foundated on is y'all are brothers.
Mm.
Y'all got mad love for each other, and y'all got each other's back. Mm. Do whatever. You get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, whatever y'all go through, y'all can always revert and lean on
right.
and stand on what y'all got foundated.
Mm.
So That's how I go with the people in my life. Like, at the end of the day, I got my valuables and the people that I have foundations built with. And whenever things go left or anything that happens, I'm always able to revert back to that foundation to be able to hold things together. You know, dealing with deaths and all that. Yeah. So y'all know at the end of the day, because most of the people that I've lost in my life, I always thought that I would be, like, distraught and just, like, tore up.
Yeah.
Especially my best friend. Like, it was just like...
Are you saying it wasn't like that, or are you saying it?
I wasn't like I wasn't like super duper emotional. Just right. you know, I always thought like when I lost my best friend, like damn, everybody was like, caught like trying to watch after me. I thought I was gonna dive deep. Yeah. I even thought for myself, but I didn't smoke a blunt, I didn't drink or nothing that whole week of his funeral and all mm-hmm. of that, and just because I was just trying to soak up all the emotion of it. But it was just a lot. But really, what it was is just like I was at peace because I knew I always showed my boy love. I always made sure, regardless mm-hmm. of what it was, that he knew I loved him and we were brothers. So when this situation occurring, someone was like, we good. Like, he know I don't have no regrets in this situation. So, yeah.
Hey, like I said, the reassurance and the valuable of that relationship, like I said, man, that regret, the people who, like, have done people wrong. But you know what, somebody you love. I remember, I was super young then. My sister, my middle sister, there was a morning when we was all young. So that morning, my mom had argued about something. I think it was something she tried to wear to school,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And just said some. They both. Well, I think my sister might have said some hurtful shit that it wasn't too rude because my mom's ain't playing the radio like that. But just said some shit that wasn't. You know what I mean? That wasn't. You know what I mean? That wasn't right.
Left field.
And my sister left. Got hit by a car. Broke both of her legs and almost died.
Yikes!
Right. So, and I remember hearing my mom saying like. And my sister too was like, yo, if something would have happened, like, my mother would have really thought, like, that's exactly how I felt about her.
Mm.
And she was like, that nothing could be further from the truth. But that's why I be trying to tell people, like, yo, when shit be fucked up, as soon as you can.
Right.
I get it. When something in the heat of the moment, I'm not going to be able to do it right this second.
Let it die.
All right? I got it.
Yeah.
I was like, but as soon as it's physically possible, make it right.
But that's my thing, though. No, you're right. You were 100% right about that, making it right. But to me, right, even people, you know, thankfully my parents are both still alive, but even people, you know, I'm close with, and mm-hmm. I can think if something would have happened to one of us, and I know we got a real relationship, I would think my last thoughts would be remembering what they really thought of me and right. what we thought of each other versus a heated exchange right before whatever happened.
You would hope you would feel that way. And I think some people do. But, like, if the last thing I said to my mother wasn't I love you, I think it would bother me right now.
Mm-hmm.
It would bother me, and that's what us. I mean, knowing me and her was good,
right?
You know what I mean. But it would bother me if that wasn't the last thing I said to her.
I can hear that.
You know what I mean. But like, I look at it like I could know me and that person is good. But if the last shit we got off the phone or whatever we talked about was some shit that I didn't like or something that you didn't like, I would be like,
yeah, like she told you Happy Mother's Day or something.
I would fear some shit like that. I would feel away.
I always went through life understanding that God will balance your books. Regardless, you know, because I don't want to go into deep depth, but I'm just about why I learned that.
No, balancing your books is a good thing. I just want to hear you more about that. Yeah.
Just going through life and catching the short end of the sticks of things, I always felt like, you know.
It'll swing back around.
At the end of the day, I learned that God will balance your books, regardless of what the situation may be. If you're righteous and you're moving righteous, you take a loss, you'll fill it in some way. You're going to balance your books. You get me? So.
If you take a loss, say that part again?
Not even necessarily taking a loss, but say, for instance, for example, I used to feel as if, like, people were taking advantage of me. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I was going overextending myself for people, and I wasn't getting anything back. And, you know, people weren't pouring into me as much as I was pouring into them. But I had to understand that God would balance my books at the end of the day. Mm. Allow him to use me. Allow him to do the things that he needs me to do. Allow me to be the person that I am.
Gotcha.
At the end of the day, he will balance my books. Whatever I feel like I'm lacking, he will balance it for me.
Got it. You okay.
So.
See, I'm glad you explained that, because that's not where I was thinking you was going with that.
Yeah, but my question I'm to ask you, Will, you know, God rest your mother's soul, bro. And I'm not trying to trigger you.
No,
not
good.
But with losing her, you know, was there somebody that God placed in your life to balance that book? And no, don't get me wrong, nobody can ever match up and amount to your mother. But
no, I got you.
Was there anybody, a mother figure that stepped into your life that kind of balanced your books in that way?
No.
Really?
Nah, I mean, I've had my mother's not the only great woman I have in my life. Don't get me wrong. Now, she was the greatest. You know what I mean? I know everybody think that about their mom, but mine, like, truly, really and truly was. But I got other aunts. I got my sisters is like mothers to me, because they're older sisters. You know what I mean? So, but like,
boy,
yeah, like like that. But that what she was? Yeah, nah.
Yeah.
Like, and then nobody really knew, and it's like. There is no, like, it's just the shoes that she left is just some different shoes. Like, and I get it. Everybody love their moms and think their mom's the dopest shit and all the time. And they should think that. You know what I mean? Because the reality is, anybody who really bothered to fucking take care of your ass deserves all the credit in the world they get.
Right.
I was like, but just some is going to go crazy. Like, I used to tell people all the time, I think my mother was just a professional mother. Like, that's the shit that she just did. You know what I mean? And I had a conversation when I was super young. She was like, yo, that's what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I was just thinking to myself, like, that's wild to aspire to that. But, and how she moved, how she acted, the way she treated people, like, you could just see it. Like, that was her. Mm-hmm. Like, she was one of them women that everybody that came around called her moms. Like, my cousins call her mom. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, but that was her. Like, you know what I mean? She was a hen. Like, so all the kids gonna flock to her. Like, when I was in the, when younger, going to church, she ran, like, the youth program there. Like, so kids was always around.
Right.
You know what I mean? To the point of, like, excuse me, goddammit, that's really my mother. Right. Like, no, for real. Excuse me. You know what I mean? Like,
I need a second. Hold on.
Yeah, but, like, but still had an uncanny ability to still make me feel like I was, like, the most. Special. You know what I mean? Yeah. But at the same time, making all them other kids feel the same way. And I'm just sitting there like, that's wild. That's a wild skill.
The best mothers or parents, period, the ones that's instinctive. Like, it's just in them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not just doing it for the kids. That's just who they are.
Oh, nah. She was... Just a phenomenal person. One of the illest person I ever met in my life. Like, just like, when people say, like, grace and shit like that, I'd be like, yeah, that she had all that.
Right.
Like, cause it's nuts. Right. Like, stuff that even me, who I feel like I try to be a good person, I'd be like, yeah, nah. Nah, I ain't got that. Right. I ain't got that one. I be trying to have it. Right. I ain't got that one.
It's different.
That's what's up. Thanks for sharing that. My bad. I don't think they can hear me on the mic. I
would have told you.
All right, so
if I wasn't getting it caught, I'd have told your word.
But no,
it.
Man. But no, so just once again, man, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And like I said, for anybody, and it's not just for mothers, for everybody who might be going through something, or they feel like they had a falling out with a friend, a parent, or anything like that, and you feel that person is worth keeping in your life, like, it's all right.
Yeah.
Like, be that. Hey, man, it sucks being a bigger person. I'm going to call it what it is.
I done dicked myself, so I don't really have a choice anymore. Yeah. For some reason, I don't know why.
Yeah. Go ahead, Court.
I don't know for some reason why in my life, but anytime I'm at odds with my mom, everything be out of whack.
Mm.
I don't know what it be. My parlays don't hit. I'm about to get in accidents. yeah. arguing with everybody else around yeah. me. Like, all right, I gotta let me get right with Dukes. Get my energy back. Something wrong. Yeah.
Because it says you should honor your mother. Mother and father.
Absolutely,
yeah.
all the time.
He said my Paul Lazy.
Yeah. yeah. So not back to what I was saying. Like, and maybe it's not all the time, but sometimes like being a bigger, especially when you've had to be the bigger person multiple times with the same person.
Yeah.
That shit rough.
But then don't you understand the situation in the relationship? Don't oh, yeah. Okay, let me look at it.
But it goes back to what I was saying like when you do that shit, you're not doing it for them. You're doing it for you.
No, I was doing it for them.
And I don't take that approach. So like anytime I show grace or show forgiveness or show like me wanting to go back to the well and be like, all right, let me help this motherfucker out because he ain't getting it. It's because like
how is that for you then? I'm cutting you off.
Yeah. How is forgiveness for me?
No. In that example, like you said, let me go help this motherfucker again, whoever it may be. You're helping them. You're good. You know what yeah. they're doing is wild. And it may not even affect you, but you still say, let me go help them. You
that's
see what I'm saying?
That's
what
I'm saying. Dealing it's, with your mother.
It's for them.
She is still yeah. you, right?
Okay. It's more that. So I guess more what I'm saying was for me is, when I say for me, is forgiveness. Forgiveness is for me. It's not for that necessarily the other person. So, but like helping somebody, no, that's,
I
that's for
you.
Them.
I get what you're saying.
That's for them. When I'm helping somebody just in general. Forgiveness is for me.
In situations to be able to get past it personally, I feel. In most situations, I won't get over it until I say, you know what?
Because your ass could really be holding on to something that somebody could give a flying fuck about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that forgiveness is just letting the weight off your shoulder because they're looking at you like, oh, that was a thing for you? Because I don't give a fuck.
That was a thing for you.
Hey, bro. So they may not say it in so many words, but that's the attitude they're giving over. Like, oh, you was mad for real? Oh, I know.
Yeah, Aquarius Todd said it's between you and God. How's that for pressure?
Everything.
Listen. Speaking of forgiveness.
What the fuck? Speaking of forgiveness. What's going with that? Speaking of grace.
Speaking of grace. What's your grace level right now for Mr. Morant?
No. Because last time we had this conversation, everybody was like, oh, yeah, everybody's fucking showing. They ain't showing them no grace. They doing this.
Now, wasn't everybody.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah. Oh, he's this. All right. So we ain't going to ask me where your level of grace is at.
I just wanted to hit that transition.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get that crossover off.
So we're going to ask you where your level of grace is at.
Let's put it in perspective. You're the GM of the program.
Nah, fuck that. Nah, where's your okay. level of grace right. at?
Nah, I like that. No, wait a second. I can answer both questions.
No, here.
I'm gonna tell you this.
So you gave them all the grace you could.
Yeah.
Are you giving them more?
Of course.
How many times do you give them the grace?
What, before I what? Cut them from the team? Is that what you asking me? Before I start talking to them in real life?
Yeah. Before you make a move. Fact.
Like, yeah. Sure.
He's gonna have to use that gun for me to say sure. I'm gonna cut you out of here.
Hey, do you think?
I'm just telling you.
Hey, do you think Nike will put out another statement saying we back him?
They won't. They not gonna say nothing. Mm-hmm. It's so too now, much money involved.
So now
you said as a role as a GM,
uh-huh.
right? He's my responsibility. You know what I'm saying? He's signed to the team and all of that. Okay, stop. Yeah, got you. Stop making excuses for him,
mm-hmm.
right? But you're saying giving grace is two different things. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because I tell you, when you jump like that, that's what made me think of that. So, excuse me. I'm not giving you any excuses, but I'm also going to give you grace to understand you're still not a perfect person. How many times did the Bulls forgive Rodman for doing something stupid? You understand?
Yeah,
because so I'm just thinking of people as an example when they yeah. went. Just honestly,
thank God
still,
Rodman wasn't recording himself doing something.
Yeah, shit. You know that's right. Because you know that was yeah. wild. Yeah, right.
Oh, he was wilding. So that's why I tell you people all the time. Thank God we ain't had social media.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But question
and Jalen Rose said the same thing. But I just wanted to say, like, if he's my personal friend, I'm still gonna have grace for you because you're still 23
oh,
years
still
old.
Love.
I'm still gonna hold you accountable, right? But I'm not gonna cut you off because of that.
But are they? Because they hadn't held them accountable as yet.
As far as we know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. I just think his actions is fucking kind of say, like I don't even understand. Like, if I tell you, listen, man, I'm a wild, raging alcoholic. Right? And let's say I'm that. But every time you see me, I got a drink and I'm wild. You just not going to say nothing? You just going to let it ride?
See, right? That's an assumption. You're just talking about every time now. And it may be every time. He may have something on him. It may be.
And listen to me, that's not the issue. That part is fine.
Right.
You is well within your rights to carry firearm with you at all times.
Yeah.
Well within your rights. As long yeah. as it's in a place where like it's not illegal to carry it.
Right.
You fine. My point is, what the fuck is like, why is it every time you hear a record, like I got to dance with this damn gun in my hand? Yeah, like what's happening in your, like what's in your mind that's like, I connect, like this gotta go with this.
You I'm gonna let you finish. Go ahead.
Like what's and people say, like, oh nah, that's fucked up. His man said him. I was like, nah, it's not his man's.
His man ain't know he was gonna do that.
No. Like, it's not his man. I was like, I can't put that on the dude. And when he, as soon as he saw it, you see him drop the camera. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I know he's probably like, my nigga, we in the car. I don't give a fuck if we in your driveway. I would look at him like, yo, what the fuck, you about to shoot me? Is the ops coming? Am I not paying attention? That's like if we sitting here right now, I just put my gun out and sit on the table. Y'all gonna be like this. My nigga, what? You good? Everything all right?
Was it poking you? Like, what? Yeah. Like,
yo, set that shit on your poke. Go put that shit on the floor or something, bro. Like, you, like, it just reminds me of, like, little kids who play with guns and wind up shooting their friend. That's what it looks like to me every time I see it. I'm like, yo, why you playing with guns?
All right, Court, let's hear it.
Court's cutting this nigga.
Nah. If I asked y'all, if I made an offer, I said, I'll give you $200 million.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like an analogy.
But you can't post guns on IG Live. You say,
that's not what happened.
That sounds crazy,
that's
doesn't it?
That's not what happened.
But that's what's going on.
That is not what's going on.
First of all, you got the contract because you're clearly the star.
Uh-huh.
They're not giving bench players or anybody that's on practice squad $200 million.
Dylan Brooks ain't getting this?
Fuck no. Dylan Brooks, if he flashed a gun, nobody would care. He's not getting paid $200 million.
Should I not use that drop right now?
You don't have a Nike endorsement. One thing about it, you are getting paid by the NBA. If I work for Mercedes-Benz, I can't come up there with my game flag on.
Yeah.
They're paying me to represent them. Yeah. I'm paying you $200 million to be my star of my organization. So with that being said, you have to represent the brand.
Yeah.
You cannot be out here. Bro, I'm not saying you can't own a gun. I'm not saying you can't have self-defense. I'm just asking you to stop putting it on IG Live. And that's you're great. Saying...
Fuck that. I can't do that.
That sounds crazy.
I'm not going to be able to do it, boss.
I give you $200 million. You can't? Nah.
Hey.
Bro, and then it's like, to my friend, if I was the friend, I'd have beat Ja. I'll tell you why. Because word? Now you got the internet looking at me like I'm a goofy.
Yeah.
Like I'm just
when I didn't even know he was doing that. That's what I'm saying. Like, because he had him in the camera before. Like, they was going back and forth.
Was out of nowhere.
Yeah. And then he would probably, like I said, you could see, turn the camera back and see it, and it was like, oh.
You know what it reminded me of? Like, when women be in the car, and then her homegirl had a camera up, and mm-hmm. she'll put it on one friend, and it'll come back to the other friend, and the other friend got her titties out. That's what it like, wait, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask this.
Or the girls that be taking pictures of their food and not want to show the guy they with.
Wait, huh?
And he be doing this shit like, hey, I'm here too.
Because what's about to happen is you're about to get suspended.
He's not losing all $200 million. That's what
I'm talking about. Not all $200 million. But
that's why I didn't like that example.
But that small percentage can lead to a lot.
I mean, it really is a lot.
Yeah. Well, first of all, one thing about it now that you've built a track record, your line has gotten way thinner. So now you have to walk a straight line completely.
I just beg you, you can't have any
more mishaps or mistakes.
So you had to go to like stun guns and
shit? I'm going to tell you what we don't need from Ja right now, though. We don't need another sit down with Jalen Rose.
Yeah, I don't hear nothing.
What you mean?
No. I'm going to rehab. I didn't like the first one. I know I'm not going to like the second one.
But you had to find someone. This is what they do.
And it wasn't even about Jalen Rose. It was just, you're watching it, and I'm like, hey, I should have helped him with the script, bro, because like he looked like Trump reading off of that motherfucker. What he was saying.
I've never seen so many people try to make excuses for somebody who can't keep their gun off the internet. Like, that's not a big, huge think piece.
So what do you think they should do?
Or intervention?
What do you think they should do? Should they do another think piece? Should they do an intervention?
Suspend him.
They're going to suspend him.
And then
what?
Fill it.
And then what? What, half
suspend
the season?
Him again.
How much?
Bro, I'm paying you $200 million. How you many can't keep your gun off IG Live, I'm done with you.
You going to give it him out the league?
Man, I'm paying you $200 million, bro. You can't keep your gun off IG Live, I can't do nothing with you.
You ain't answer my question.
Huh?
If he goes through, let's say they suspend him 30 games, mm-hmm. and in 2 years from now, he does it again. But now he's in contention for an MVP.
Now you have a track record. Hey, bro,
are you cutting him?
I'm happing you down again. Let me tell you why. Because listen, he's going to hurt them in the long haul. That's how the things go.
This is the Memphis Grizzlies.
Who buys these people's jerseys? Who buy all the merch? Yeah. We know who it is. That side decides, hey, I don't want my son wearing his sneakers. I don't want my son wearing that jersey because that's what he owns.
Yeah, that's what it's going to take.
I don't want that image. I don't want what's my son following after that thug.
That's what it's gonna take, bro. But it's
now
not
my investment is getting is about to lose my investment.
No, you're not. They're not winning. That's what I'm saying, though. You're saying
you're not winning. You can't sell me games and tickets and jerseys.
No, they can still come to the game. Don't believe that. The NBA, it's going to get to a point. That point? This ain't it.
Or what's getting there? It's a slippery slope.
That's what I try to give you an accurate representation. Like, what do you think it's going
to
be?
I guarantee you, if Ja continues to put guns on IG Live, he will be at Tires Plus in 5 years throwing up gang signs.
Hey, I'll watch it. I just don't understand what I watch.
I'm gonna go get me a
Shanghai playing with Dwight.
You'll be in Taiwan.
Right.
I'm gonna get me a Ja Morant jersey tomorrow.
With the matching holster. His jersey come with a shoulder holster now.
Yo, that's wild. But no, I really want to know what y'all would think. What do you really think, man, is at the cause of it?
At the cause, I don't want to dive in the young man's head. I really don't. Pause. I watched the interview when he did, and I was like, you know something? I'm not going to judge this shit. I'm gonna watch it. And granted, it was rough. It was scripted, but it came off as such. Mm. But I mean, that's what I expected. Mm-hmm. I mean, he said all the right things because that's what you're supposed to say.
Did him out the first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when you watch it, you're thinking to yourself, like, God, I hope he's being sincere, but I don't see it. I think that's what I took from him when I was watching, and I was like, yeah, this don't even seem like he's, you know, like, this ain't it for him. He's just like, yo, I just.
So why are you surprised it happened again?
I knew it was going to happen again.
Oh, okay.
That's why I remember, I was like, oh, y'all showing some grace. You want to hold a black man accountable. I was like, yo, it's not that.
How does that change, though?
I'll tell you why he did it again. Because the first time, the technicality in it was you brought the gun on the team playing because he was on a team trip at that strip club.
Right.
So technically, he brought a gun on the team playing. So you're not supposed to be carrying firearms.
Period.
Anything PJ. With the team. So now he feels like, oh, I'm in the truck in my hometown in the car. What does it matter? I ain't coming from the team game. I ain't coming from the team bus, team playing or nothing. I've got my firearm on me. So that's why he's probably thinking ain't
he missing the overall.
Yeah.
And see, I understand. I could probably hear Ja Morant conversations when he's behind closed doors. Man, I ain't doing nothing. I could carry a gun. I could do that, bro.
Absolutely can. You can.
Bro, that's not what people are saying.
Yeah, that's not what it's
saying. We have a brand that we're supposed to be trying to represent. That's why I want to read that networker's comment.
Go ahead.
He said, if these teams had a publicity / reputation clause in their contracts where they know they're getting penalized, I think they'll start behaving differently. I don't think the leagues have done that yet.
So you're telling me I'm gonna just talk about Network Kings and I see what he's doing. So I'm gonna put a little sauce on it. They just did the draft, right? I mean, they draft lottery picks. San Antonio, who's the guy they picking number one? That y'all say?
Victor Wembanyama.
Not the guy. Not him. The other guy. There's another.
Scoot Henderson.
Yes. So they're gonna say, Scoot Henderson, we want to make you our next flagship player for the next 15 years, even though you've never done anything wrong. We're gonna put a clause in your contract that says. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. But
they really don't have to put a clause
in it. Allen Iverson got that in his contract. Go ahead.
They don't even need to put a clause because the NBA just has rules in it. Like, it's like the NFL. Like, they protect the shield. And NBA does the same thing. Like, if you do something that's detrimental to what we feel our business is and what we hold as our quote-unquote beliefs, basically, they got carte blanche. If you do some shit we don't like, right. We on your goddamn neck.
Didn't they do AI like that? Did AI cheat on his wife?
They did AI. Countless NFL players have been done like that. Just because, like, the commissioner has
absolute point. Yeah, I'm missing my point. I'm saying for them to get it from the jump, because Ja is, what, his fourth year in the league?
They're not going
to
be allowed to – you can't write that into a contract.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
But what I'm telling you is they don't need to, because it's already written into the NBA contract. Mm. So, like, the teams in general – like, you signed, you're a franchise underneath the NBA.
Right.
So you're signed into this league. It's kind of like you're in the fucking homeowners association. Mm. If your fucking grass is too long, here's a fine. You got a player on your team that's doing this? Here's your fine.
Mm.
And so that team gonna be like, we're gonna go ahead and pass that fine on down. Here you go. Here you go, sir.
Yeah.
this is from the league office.
This is for you.
Yeah. Some mail came for you today.
All right, so that's fun. Okay, so let's talk about Ja real quick.
But I'm gonna let you know how you know it's in there. It's Kyrie got suspended. What did Kyrie do?
I don't remember.
Nothing. That's what he did. He did nothing. And they suspended him. He ain't do a fucking thing.
But that was more. That was more the court of public opinion.
You're right, but that's what I'm saying. But the NBA had the ability to say I can suspend you for this, because it's how they feel is making their brand look. That's why I said it don't got to be in his contract. The league is already the league. Mm. So if I feel like this is making my brand look a certain way, Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit your ass down.
Network King said, no, you can write in the contract. I just don't see how they're going to do it for people who've never done anything wrong.
Any kind of behavioral thing is going to be in anything. Like, hey, don't go out here and molest nobody. You cannot do that.
Yeah, you can't listen.
You know what I mean? Like, just certain shit that they know, hey, that's you do it. Something fucked up, make us look bad, we go on your neck.
That's why it says activities detrimental to the team. And I understand, it, like you said, it's carte blanche for it. Now, can we get to...
Yeah, go ahead.
So, what do we... Y'all are Josh people. Y'all are in his circle. What's the conversation you having with him?
Bro, do you really want this money? Do you really want this fame?
Yeah. Hold that, Michael.
At the end of the day, you're gonna dry out, bro. You feel like you're on top of the world right now. Yeah. You feel like everything all smooth because you can dunk your way out. Eventually, you're gonna write you off, bro. I'm telling you, the next man up.
I just want him, like, whether it's whoever gets in his ear. I just want,
if it was you.
Oh, if I'm in his ear,
yeah. Because obviously they need some suggestions.
I have to, like, you gotta explain it to me, dog.
Yeah.
I got to. I got to know where your mind is at first. Like, I got to know what's your thought process so I can see where, maybe because the shit I'm saying clearly ain't working, right? So let's first get to that one. Because the shit, whatever we spent the first time, that's not working. Yeah. All right. So tell me what your thought process is in this one right here. And I just want to hear what he has to say about it. Because he might be on something like, Will, man, I was taking that fucking gun out so I could put the shit in the glove box. And when he flipped it around, I already had it in my hand. I could be like, that sounds like some bullshit, but all right, cool.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? But in my mind, I'm saying, like, yo, fam, I ain't mad at nobody protecting themselves because it's wild out here. It is. But I will tell you this. If you feel like you're in a situation where you guess how you got to move around, my nigga, your game check is like fucking $500,000.
But that's not.
Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a situation where you feel wild, you feel unsafe, you feel all of this. You know who you ain't never heard about getting fucking caught with a gun?
It's not fair.
Sure it is.
Go ahead.
It's 50 Cent. Now, 50 Cent got more beef than any fucking damn near anybody else ever. Mm. Right? You know who he keep around him? Armed fucking officers. And he's soft. No, he's not.
He's smart.
He's fucking intelligent.
You know why he's so intelligent?
Because he got shot 9 times and almost died.
Thank you. That's what I'm like.
So in order for you to learn the lesson, you got to get shot 9 times and almost die.
Josh about to get shot 9 times by the league. See what I did there?
But you see how fucking retarded, like, there's so many NBA. Nah, you've been outside in Atlanta, and you see NBA cats.
Yep.
And some of them, who they be having with them? Nice big-ass security guard right there. Hammer on them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Hammer on it. Might have 2 of them with him.
Yeah.
And you sitting there like, and he looking at you like, I'm unarmed, bro, but. I seen Diddy one time. This is like, I'm gonna tell you, this is in the 90s when he had the powder blue Bentley. He's in fucking Times Square driving. I'm like, look at Puff. Behind Puff is 2 black Suburbans. Waiting. Blacked out window. I'm looking at it like this.
Yeah.
I said, God forbid somebody run up on that fucking Bentley. Because I don't, like, somebody is going to die.
Because I'm sure his security guard can do.
They about to come out that shit like the Secret Service, buddy.
Can run a 4-6-40.
What I would do, though, seriously, if I was like Jaws Peoples, for real, I get a contingency plan. I'll start, hey, but we need to invest some of this money. Let me get like 20% of that, and let's put that up.
So now, if I'm Ja, I'm like, oh, you don't believe in me?
Nah, I don't believe that you care about this money. So for us to be able to stay rich and stay afloat, let's put some of this up because you're crashing, bro.
I said I ain't mad. Nobody protecting themselves.
All it's gonna take is one endorsement to say we're done. Wash hands with you.
Oh no, this some he's gonna lose. I mean, he ain't gonna lose all of them, but he'll lose some.
Do you think he'll be able to make it back?
You'll never make money back.
What?
You do not make money back.
I think you can, but it'd be some real.
You do not make money back.
Like I said, perfect example. I'm gonna tell you why that's not true.
And go ahead. Tell me why it's not true.
How long did Michael Vick go to jail?
A year.
Cool. How much of that money did he lose?
Go ahead. Can I finish? Right. Mm-hmm. So he had to work his way back.
Work his way back when he could have been making $40 million for them 5 years he was locked up. So how did he not lose that money?
Did he not end up getting another $100 million contract?
Got another 100. So he could have had 200 if he would have not lost that first 100.
No, you don't know that would have happened.
I don't. He was the best quarterback in the fucking NFL when he went to jail.
Whoa, don't say that to a Falcons fan.
He was about to sign the biggest contract.
He was the face of the league. Bro, who else had an NFL signature sneaker was popping?
He was on the way to sign the biggest contract.
Now, wait. Name him. Name the other NFL player that had a popping signature shoe.
I don't know.
There wasn't one. He had a commercial with the film called the Michael Vick Experience. Like, bro, he was the biggest attraction ever when he finally went to prison. That, when people say they'll get the money back, you will not. It's like getting time back. You do not. When you go to jail, you don't get the fucking time back. Everything you lost is gone. You could get something else, but everything you lost is gone. It's gone. It's over. You do not get none of that shit back.
I'm gonna make it back, damn it.
You could get some more money. You could get some more money and get more rich. Thing, not yeah. You could get more money and get more rich. But that, that money is gone. Yeah. It's gone. It's not. It's not
gonna
over.
Sign $200 million contract. Not the route he's going.
Okay, so let me. Now your liability. I like how impassioned Will is. So I don't want to shoot no holes in his argument.
No, no, because people always because people always think that shit. Like, no, he'll get it back, bro. You can't.
Not, so you
have if I go to jail when I'm 26 and I come out when I'm 28, I don't get the age 27 year back. Right. It's over. I missed it.
So those opportunities, right?
Mm-hmm.
When people lose out on money from endorsements because they look bad in the public eye. You don't think that the next contract they sign, they're putting all that money in back on top? It's like
hell no.
Let me give you another example of that. Let's take the crown power out of it. When a player holds out, mm-hmm. right, in the offseason, right, and they start getting fined for mm-hmm. missing practices, missing games, and then they finally sign a new contract. Do you not think that money goes back into that contract as well?
No, they don't get back paid for that.
Yes, they do.
They do.
No, yes. No, sir. Let me
for
stop
fines?
You.
They don't yeah. listen.
For
fines? I'm sorry.
Now listen.
I'm sorry.
Now, I'm sorry, now I'm explaining to you. I'm explaining to you exactly how it goes, and you know this is a sports topic, so you know I'm not fucking wrong.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. Now the team can say, "Hey, we're not gonna pursue the fine." They can take that away.
If it's already paid.
There'll be no reimbursement here.
They don't call it reimbursement, but the money goes to the back end. That's what I'm telling you. They get the money back, bro. I'm telling
Sir,
you.
Listen to me. You cannot. Listen. The last team that tried some under the table shit, they lost about 4 draft picks.
That's not under the table. It's not under the table.
Listen to me,
bro.
Sir. You cannot add a fine into your contract.
This is what I'm telling you.
And you're in a salary cap league. So if you're making a max contract that you're signing,
yep.
What money can I put on the back end if it's a salary cap league and it's a max contract that you're signing? I cannot put any extra money in it. You're signing a max contract. I can't say this max plus this $1 million I fined you on.
What about the sign-on bonus?
It's a max contract. No, I cannot. No, it's part of the. No, sir. It is not.
That's how to keep changing the numbers,
sir. It's a max contract. If I make the max contract $250 million,
yep.
That means you cannot make a dollar more in this contract.
So if I paid $75,000 in fines, and I'm due for to sign my new contract.
Uh-huh.
If I get $75,000 within that deal, that means they're reimbursing me.
I'm telling you that additional money is getting paid back in the contract. That's what I'm telling you.
They're gonna pay it in a duffel bag. That shit ain't gonna be in that contract.
How does it look additional?
You can't. You can't. There is no room for additional. You cannot put the fine back into this contract.
The difference is Will is looking at this as an itemized item on a contract. I'm just saying that money is getting back to that player. That's what I'm
telling
you.
If I already know I'm signing a max deal, you can't put anything extra in here. I'm getting a max no matter what.
He ain't say that.
I know he ain't say that shit. He's dead wrong. Like, you can't out max the max. The max contract is the max contract. The brick is the brick. Like you. So if I say, listen, it's Dame, you signing five for fucking 250. It's not you held out. I'm gonna give you 251. No, you cannot do that. That is illegal.
So Nas, you saying so? If Job missed all these games coming up this next season.
Yep.
And all the money that he's lost, and after his contract is up, and they still happen to renew it,
mm-hmm.
and once they restructure it, you're saying that all the money that he missed during those games, they'll reimburse him within that contract.
It's gonna come to him in another way. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, he'll get some more money.
That's to sound like more money. That don't sound like reimbursement.
He's not
though.
Getting that money back.
What did I say?
He's gonna get another contract. It has nothing to do with the money.
If I
lost.
Pay $75,000 in fines, and I end up getting a $200,000 contract. I technically still took a $75 L. I mean,
No.
I'm getting
what I'm
the money
saying
back,
is,
but
what
I ain't
saying,
getting reimbursed.
What I'm saying is it would have been $125,000, but now you're getting $200,000. That's another $75 I was talking about. It's not going to be an itemized thing. That's what y'all keep thinking
you're
I'm saying,
say,
and
this
I'm
is,
not.
This is for the fines.
Right. No. It's just going to be there. That's what I'm telling you.
I mean, of course you'll get
that shit is not going to be there.
All right, real quick.
What?
It's going to be there. I'm going to show you some more examples next week where we got to go. Real quick. September 8th. We ain't talking about this yet.
Oh, shit. What's this?
You didn't hear about the announcement?
What's going on?
Court?
September 8th. No. Paul Puffin.
Yeah, I'm
switching. Oh, so that's a real date?
It's happening.
Yeah.
September 8th. If Toya knows, you know it's true.
Oh, so I heard Diddy saying that shit, but I can't trust nothing Diddy say out loud. Wow. In a club talking to Busta Rhymes.
What happened?
Let me see that shit posted on Versus or something.
Well, he's doing what?
They doing the Versus with him and Diddy.
And JD.
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 Then I heard them. Heard they doing two different locations. They're going to do R&B in one. And
yeah.
That's a mistake for JD.
It's a big time mistake.
Why would he do that? You going to play Welcome to Atlanta in New York?
I mean.
They can do that last so Diddy can perform with him.
Yeah.
It's like we are the world. JD said he'll be on early next week. I just wanted to get y'all. Notice y'all still answer my question. So you saying Puff is going to win and you saying Puff's going to win too?
Yeah.
So you're picking New York or Atlanta is what you're doing.
I think they should have damn near had it in Atlanta. I just think. First of all, you heard 100 different rumors that they're gonna do the hip hop in Atlanta and the R&B in New York.
I never heard that.
Like, so this is shit I be seeing online. I was like, they could do that. And the other thing is, I don't want to see them do 20. I want to see them do like 30.
I mean, yeah. But where did you hear this?
You said blog rumors. Like, I'm not saying that shit is a real thing.
You're still reading them blogs. What I told you about
like,
that.
But just people like, but people say it, and I'm like, you know something? They really could do that, and that shit would actually be dope. But like doing it, they do it in a garden. The thing is, I would love to see him do a hip hop in R&B one, because I think R&B one is where JD has the punchest chance in there. I think that's where his where he can really like, all right, now I'm gonna show your ass. But in this hip hop shit, JD, I love you. Not a chance.
Alright, I just wanted to open that conversation
like,
up.
Like, there's just zero chance in the hip hop battle that
we
you can
a lot of people for the hits.
Yeah, it's just you can play White T, and I love that record, but it ain't gonna work.
Why would you pick White T out of all of the platinum hits he has?
Like, give me the JD rap records
He's wrote and produced.
He gonna have a fire six.
Did he gonna be?
Oh, you wildin'.
I'm not saying he don't got more than six. I said he's gonna have a fire. He's gonna have a fire six.
You wildin'.
I could play Life After Death and I could beat those fire six.
All right, we gonna say this the next week.
He said, "Damn it,
he gonna hit him. He gonna hit him." He
said, "Day 26 ain't coming out, JD." Fucking what was the white dude name? Kang.
That's his point.
Yeah, I'm telling JD that. Like, they ain't coming out. That's not going to be the dub. Listen, record won't get played.
Toy's investing in this versus, damn it.
Toy, who you got?
Wait till next week.
Too much. You got JD for real?
Oh, come on, man. Shit. You fucking up my cliffhangers.
You know, Nas got JD. He's a big time Atlanta guy.
Wait till next week. That's when you're going to find him my answer. And I'm going to come back with some more proof about these contracts getting paid on the back end. You think I'm playing? Milo Miles, what up, G? Mr. House, what's good? We got to get out of here, man.
Oh, no. What you got this weekend? Real quick.
I don't know.
You chilling?
I got to think. I'm thinking about next week already. I'm loading up the clip, right?
Put the magazine in. Killing niggas out here. I'm Ja Morant next week. Not Morant next week. Y'all tune in.
Yo, that meme, don't drink your juice in the hood with him holding the rocket. That was it.
Yo, that was done. You know, he do that little shooting thing on the bench, like when somebody make a shot.
Yeah.
Yo, they had like the gun going off in his hand. I was like, yo, this is hilarious, man. Shout out to Ja. He's going to be fine. He's going to be fine, he is going to be fine too.
All right. You post some guns.
Hey, we as long as he cut that shit out.
Size 32 tie.
So how many games?
Damn.
That might have been the best bet. How many games did you think?
25.
25?
Yep.
Yeah.
What about you?
So it's an 82 game season. They're gonna give him a quarter of that.
They suspended Gil for 50, so they give him 25.
But Gil brought the gun in
shit to the stadium.
Yeah.
He was trying to take my boy Gil out, man.
That was crazy.
All right, next week.
Yeah, so
y'all need to get another podcast.
So yeah, that's pretty accurate, Corey. That was pretty good. About 25, 20 something. I think he'll get a quarter.
What
in the
else is? You get a quarter this season?
I think he'll get a quarter.
Is that enough?
I mean, at the end of the day, bro, what did he do? He did nothing illegal. I think perception wise, it looks horrible. But as far as an illegal matter, he didn't do nothing illegal.
All right.
He didn't break a law.
I mean, I'm not arguing with you.
He didn't break a law.
I would say something, but we got to go. So,
get out of there. Before Toya kick us out.
Just one more time, say happy Mother's Day to the fathers.
Mother's Day to all the single fathers out there, man. We appreciate y'all. Keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? See, these deadbeat baby mamas out. Chill out.
They out here.
Nah, chill. I'm playing. But nah, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, though, for real.
I see y'all Thursday.
I appreciate y'all, man.
At Ladies Night. That's hilarious. I was at Burn Lounge. I'm back over there on Thursday. Oh, Saturday.
We celebrating Mother's Day this Thursday, too. Ladies Night.
All year long. What you talking about? Saturday, 50th anniversary of hip hop. We doing that art at the park. Celebration
is Saturday.
That's this Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m.
Oh, I'm coming to that.
Yeah. Free admission.
Call coming, too.
Bet.
Yeah, kid, ain't no shooting.
Graduation party.
So yeah, but anyway, that's what's going on this week. Next Sunday,
yo, Court,
hold on,
you got me.
Hold,
Court, you know something? You dead ass right.
What's he right about? Because
I apologize, Courtney.
About what?
Corey graduation party.
That's my dog, bro. Me and Corey.
I really fucking forgot.
My dog, man.
That's terrible. I felt that.
My bad. Go ahead, Knots.
Like you were saying.
Like, how do we get back to that? Is it?
Yo, man, let me tell you about this time Knots had a birthday party in Knoxville. Oh, so what up? Only told this story 70 times.
Ask me if I feel any worse than the first time.
Nope.
No, we know you don't, Ja. We know.
We're getting out of here on that note. Is that where we're going with for the title? Yes, man. All right, y'all. We'll be back next week. We can get these cameras straight. Shout out to Network King. Shout out 92.6 The Mix. Season 11, we here.
Yes, sir.
We are here. Episode 1, I guarantee it will not be this much sports next week.
It's going to be more.
On three.
Three, two, one.
You're.